Beer, it's what's for dinner. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
Sorry about
last week.
Sorry. Yeah, you better be. People are pissed.
I know.
Like, this is it. They're just listening to their podcast and they're like, this is it? This is it from the number 7th ranked craft beer podcast on iTunes. This is it.
I had a coworker listen to the last episode I was on, and he called me and he was like, "You have a filthy mouth."
You are filthy.
That was like the best compliment ever. I was like, "You're not my boss.
You're not my boss."
Whatever.
You're not my fucking Listerine boss.
We work together. I don't work
together,
for you.
Man.
Dang.
We're going to be hanging out with you, talking about the beers we had last week, the beers we're looking out for, and beers we're currently drinking. And the listeners are going to call us, and they're going to tell us some stuff. And we're going to talk about a little bit of beer culture, and it's all going to be fun. Before the show, we were tailgating, and I've already finished it, because I'm a pretty cool craft beer guy.
Self-proclaimed.
I don't know what I'm talking about. South Lake Brewing Company's 6th anniversary West Coast Pale. It's an ale work. It's Alibi Ale Works and South Lake Brewing Company. I don't get that. If it's a 6th anniversary, why is it a collab? Did they both start at the same time? South Lake brewed it, so that's all that matters. They're the ones that did all the freaking hard work. They're the ones that had the big hop energy. And not a Alibi Ale Works. And this was donated by Wazoo Corvette. And it's very nice. And I've been seeing Southlake on the Instagram. So I don't know. I guess I have to go up to Southlake and check them out. Check out the hangar. Check out Southlake Brewing Company. It was good. What do you have, Nick?
Me? I'm drinking a Pilsner from Wazoo. Pilsner Wazoo.
Wazoo Brewing.
This is South Lake Brewing.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you just talk about this?
Yeah. Well, not the beer.
Anniversary.
Not the Pilsner. I didn't have the Pilsner.
Oh.
Pilsner for life.
So this is the 6th anniversary Crooked Lane South Lake collab.
Oh.
NZ Hop West Coast Pilsner.
See, it's a different beer, but same setup, but different collab brewery.
Crooked Lane.
Breweries are made to, or they're allowed to like make other kinds of beer, not just one.
I don't think so.
You got to apply for a special permit to make more than one beer.
Yeah, it depends on the state. State to state.
So I have the pleasure of consuming a collab between Firestone and Green Cheek. And
had it
is the paraphrased, but you hated it. I know you hated it because it's a farmhouse ale. So
I didn't have it. No.
Hated it.
I had it, but I threw it out in the street before I opened it.
And you stomped on it. You were like, fuck these funky beers. I am super impressed. Like, in terms of collaborations, I fully expected to not like this beer because I didn't read fully into it. I just saw dry hopped, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
dry hopped, blah, blah, blah. You saw dry hopped and you're like, I'm checking
really
out.
So I judged a book by its cover, but found the content to be very
You're learning.
Helpful. Yeah, it was very good. Very,
you don't like
good.
Your hops
I'm
dry?
I'm really liking it.
You like what? Your hops wet? Is that what you're saying?
You I like them to be hops. So moist. Like,
not, no, stop using that word.
Oh, moist? Or dripping? Which one? What
I'll say the M word.
Where's the line again? I'm sorry.
The M word.
Soaked? Drenched? Absolutely inward. Covered in moisture.
Yep. I was just looking out for
this. This had big hop energy for me, but in a good
way. Big hop energy.
A big hop energy.
Nice.
I might let you try it at the brewery.
I don't know what, but I'll try it.
I love gold.
Now I'm finally getting to my second beer. This is all I care about is the second beer. Second beer. I mean, come on. Second beer of the session, that's always the best, right?
Yeah, now, I mean, stop living in the past. You
start feeling, you start feeling good, and you're like, oh, yeah. Starting to wipe off the grime of life. This one's called Cool Cool from Moonraker Brewing Company. It's an IPA donated to the show by Wazoo. Moonraker is a Sacramento area brewery. And this is really sweet.
Oh. Mine was also donated by Wazoo. Sorry, I forgot to say that.
Wazoo.
Thank you.
Oh,
Wazoo.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
No? Sweet, like might, how? Like might not candy sweet, it. Fruit
yeah,
sweet?
Kind of, yeah. Candy, kind of candy. Sweet.
That's interesting.
And it's drinking, like drinking heavier than the alks. Only 7 alks and feels like a 8.
Mm. Yeah, this one's only 4.5.
Hmm.
This little easy this little collaboration. It. I like it. I fucking like it.
Okay, jeez.
Well, I just haven't been, you know, I haven't gotten very many porch bombs where I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I really like this beer.
Nice. You remember it now.
Little diamond in the rough. Into it.
Still a little Dave Edmunds riff there for you Dave Edmunds fans out there. There's a lot of Dave Edmunds fans that listen to the show. So I just want to make sure I mention that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've probably got a Dave Edmunds reference on the show. Yeah. It's been 10 plus years. And I've been waiting to get a wedge in the Dave Edmunds mention.
Whoa, what's...
Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on, Nick.
Nick's having some technical difficulties.
Yeah. We'll come back to Nick.
Looked like he was struggling with a beer, and then he smelled his fingers and suddenly got up and left. I don't know what's happening.
Wow, that could mean a lot of things. Weird. When a guy smells his fingers, there's a lot. That could mean anything. Anything. Well, Rad Stacy, let's start with you missed out on last week's, and there is a little bit of updated news about the whole Anchor Brewing thing.
Yeah, so I didn't listen to last week's episode because I've been super lame and super busy, and I apologize. And then my husband tried to die of pneumonia, but he's good now. Which is
great. Oh, he tried. He was like, damn it.
It was like really scary. Like he had super low oxygen. It was like really bad. But he's good now. Rad Doug is good, everybody. Just in case you wanted to know. But yeah, go do a little recap on whatever you said about
kind of lamented the ending of the oldest brewery, a brewery that started craft beer basically, and that
right.
And that and also I was pretty peeved that there was a large underswell of people saying it's the beer geek's fault because they don't buy this anymore and blah blah blah, and I was pretty much saying no, this is the result of having to sell a brewery that was maybe not necessarily innovating at all, and then you sell the brewery and then a big beer takes it over and doesn't know what the hell to do with it, and all these
right.
things come, and then you know, shitty craft beer market anyway, all these things combined to end it. So we're just more or less just sad about the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, this is endemic to the whole, you know, buyout, sellout, not, you know, people coming in to buy a thing in a local spot and then managing it from afar, right? Yeah. Which is not great.
Yeah.
I do think that New Belgium is a little bit in that category too.
Yeah, right. Now.
Being part of Lion Little World, there's some like really crazy marketing coming out of that brewery, but they still have a really strong local conglomerate that controls a lot of the output, which I think is important.
Okay.
But Anchor, you know, is it the beer geek's fault? Quote unquote. No, I don't think so, but it doesn't help, right? When you have people who are not supporting a brand, whereas maybe they did 10 years ago, but now they're not because there's like the next new thing all the time. But the major, major part of it for, especially for like California or let's just say West Coast, like all the way up to Washington and Oregon, that you have this super saturated beer market. So market share, you know, the pie is the same size, the slices are super small. And so when you have a brand that's already a little bit like old school, boring, oh, I've had it. They're going after the next new thing. You know, that does not help your cause at all.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, all the people that suddenly showed up, lined up for, you know, thousands of feet around the building to get a final pint of Anchor Steam beer. Oh. Now, I'm not ashamed to say that I got a couple of mix packs for a funeral recently, and it was before they went under. And I was just like, how fitting that I actually got some for a funeral.
Wow.
But like I kind of had a funeral for them.
That's your fault.
Yeah, it's
totally my fault. Yeah.
I haven't seen that in the media yet, but I think it's
a total shame though. And I was thinking recently, uh-oh. I was What's like, oh man, it would be like really funny to have, you know, just a spinoff of Don't Drink Beers is Don't Brew Beers.
Yep. Just don't make beer, and then let's see what happens.
Don't make beers, guys. By the time you're, what is that me with all the feedback?
I don't know. It was you or Nick. I don't know which one it is.
Nick, are you having a lot of feedback? Or is it me?
What kind, like talking or listening?
Yeah, I just hear a bunch of like buzzing. Sorry,
buzzing.
Yeah,
there's like a maybe a fan. Do you have a fan going?
No, I don't.
Nobody.
I got a ceiling fan or my computer fan.
It might be your computer fan. I don't know. It's not doing it now, but it just keeps coming in and out once in a while.
It was so derailing while I was talking. Anyway. But yeah, like there's just so many people making so much mediocre beer right now that I just need everyone to stop. Like I need don't wake up and say my dream is to be a brewer if you've never fucking done it before.
Nobody have that dream anymore.
I'm modifying my mood board. Hold on.
Everyone stop dreaming about making beer for a living. Just don't do it.
You're not gonna make any money off of it, first of all.
That's for, I mean, even
I'm in it to lose money.
Even during like the heights,
that's the
like
right
the
attitude.
2016s or whatever, there wasn't that many people really making money. Like maybe the owner, nobody working at the brewery was making was buying homes off Van Ness Extension or anything. Local reference.
You know, and the breweries that really started to recently, I would say, do very, very well financially are the ones that are large craft breweries swallowing up smaller craft breweries and making kind of this little, you know, nest of craft breweries within one
little nest
larger, you know, sisterhood or brotherhood, whatever you want to call it. But I don't know. I'm really sad about Anchor. I think that this country is very, very prone to letting go of historical things like this. You know, you go to Belgium you get to like tour breweries that have been operating for thousands of years and making just two beers. We've been making the same beer.
We'd be walking around going, boring, what a shithole.
Can you haze it? Do you have a hazy?
Yeah.
You only have a dark Belgian ale and a blonde Belgian ale, and that's it. Yep. Ooh. We've been making it the same thing with the same ingredients, same brewer for 800 years. Same
the
month.
Secret to the life.
Yeah,
the
same guy. It's like that. It's like the guy from Last Crusade who's guarding the cup of Christ. He's just been sitting there guarding it for hundreds of years. He's like,
Yep.
Waited,
but he's ready to fight. 800
years.
He's still ready to fight. Still going to put up
still
a fight.
Ready to fight. That's right.
And somebody's like, bro, why don't you start hazing it?
Yeah, so do you think that someone's going to come out of the woodwork and swoop it up? I mean,
looks like that's something that could happen anyway. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
There was the only brewery that was talking about it was some Bay Area brewery that I had not really heard of. That got saved by, I want to say, I don't know. Remember when Lagunitas got half bought out by Heineken, and then he went around and bought a couple of his buddies' breweries that were in trouble? I think it was one of those breweries, but I may be wrong about that, but.
Well, the Anchor Brewing Company website is still functional.
All right. Is that powered by WordPress?
For whatever that's worth.
Is it powered by Blogger? Halloween meme already?
There probably is.
Is it an Angel Fire website?
No.
No, not many people get that joke.
It
well,
still
your,
has
your
the
Netscape Navigator has to be ooh. Working.
Oh, okay.
Right. It still has to. It still says that you can find their beer near you. It has their beer finder still functioning.
Okay. Yeah, they've been making money lately. Everyone's been buying the beer.
Mm-hmm. They're like, that's what all we needed to do was tell them that we were shutting down.
Exactly, we're gonna shut down.
Going out of business sale.
Is that your guys' shtick?
It's like, it's like Kiss and Motley Crue and the Eagles. They're doing their final farewell tour. This one's a real one, guys. We signed a contract. We won't do it again.
It's the real, the true, mm-hmm. true. Yeah, you know, San Fran. That brewery went through so much stuff. That, when you look at all the history, like the historian write-up on Anchor, and it's just it's a fucking shame.
49ers used to walk in there. I just found me a bunch of gold, and look at me. Hey, give me a beer. I just look at all this gold I got.
Give me a pint.
Like, sir, this is a steam beer establishment. Keep your voice down.
Please keep your voice down. This is a family establishment here.
I was like that.
Where are your pants?
I have, unfortunately, I've never gotten to take the famous Anchor Brewing tour. I'm going to assume Rad Stacey has.
I have not. What? I know. And I feel very
but
upset
where,
about
do you
that
know
now.
Where it's at? Either you know where it's at in San Francisco? I don't even look.
I don't.
But I'm just assuming like that's got to be hella real estate right there. Make
I know.
Some money
we're
off
like,
of that.
We're part of the problem because we never took a tour. We don't know exactly where it is.
We're part of the problem. Hey, I bought plenty of Anchor, okay?
Right. And I supported them from I took a tour from afar.
Right.
My uncle-in-law Russ passed away. May he rest in peace. A warthog member and a very good home brewer used to make like a perfect Anchor steam beer clone. It was just like you were having an Anchor tap, but like it was crazy. But
interesting. I remember it's funny. I used to always go after that particular tap handle over at Santa Fe Basque because I was like, "Who drinks this anymore?"
Yeah, it's just me.
And I feel bad about that now.
Well, that
I was trying to replace it with 805.
Well, anytime I go into Eureka Burger. Whenever I order the Just Incredible IPA, I feel like I'm the only one. It's like me and Nick, I think, that are only ones that order that beer.
I've had that there.
That's true.
Yeah. I do like I like that beer.
And it's like, well, yeah, I can feel this is about a 5-month-old keg, but oh, whatever. It's just outstanding.
Guys, Anchor's near the Whole Foods.
Which Whole Foods? San Francisco. Yeah. Oh! Like one on every corner.
Portero Hill.
Okay. I see you.
Potrero. Potrero. It's
everybody
near
get their
the
map.
Embarcadero.
Everybody get their map out, unfold it, lay it out on the floor. Let's all look.
Oh, it's like pretty far inland. I didn't realize
that. Rand McNally, get your Rand McNally book open. Let's take a look.
Goldies. We use Goldies around here.
Oh, Goldies. Is that a map company?
I think so. What's the spiral bound?
That's
map?
Rand McNally. But that's, I mean, I'm Rand sure others do it
no.
too. It's not like exclusive.
It's right around the corner from Jackson Park.
Yeah.
That's yeah, you know, Jackson okay. Park mm-hmm. on R
is
Kansas
that,
and Mariposa Street.
I hear they,
are they related
I hear,
to Lincoln Park.
I hope not.
The last time I stayed in San Francisco, we took like a cab or whatever. I don't know if it was Uber cab, and to a different part of San Francisco, and like literally stepped out of the car and I was beneath the Fresno sign. Like there's a Fresno Street
oh.
in San Francisco.
Where like, the saloons at?
I was like, whoa. Yeah, it was like very old area, like saloon.
Yeah,
area.
There's a saloon on Fresno Street.
Yeah.
You're like, I didn't go on vacation to see this Dang. Shit.
God damn it. Can't get away from it.
Yeah, that's all I had to say about Anchor. It sucks and it's sad, but I don't think the three of us have enough money to we could try. Man.
Ooh. Maybe the
perfect
poor listenership as a collective. We've got the best listeners in beer podcasting, maybe
in
podcasting.
Iceland.
And also in
Iceland. Co-op,
yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
I hear Iceland has like tons of extra like disposable income around. They probably could help us out with that.
Because it's run by women. So, yeah.
Is Iceland all women run?
Yeah, it's all death by snooze there.
Yep. The guy, well, damn, that sounds like a good place for guys. We can just hang out and don't have responsibility, and then women take care of everything. Oh yeah.
Yep.
How's that government running? Oh, it's very busy, and we're doing a lot of serious stuff. Oh yeah, want to have a beer? Here's a beer.
Lights are on, aren't they?
Yeah. Yep. Looks like the lights are on.
Anyway,
did you hear about IPAs? Do you know where they started? Do you guys talk about that?
So they do not like IPAs over there.
Oh my gosh!
And they have a huge judgmental deal against Americans, and they're just like, "You probably want IPA, huh?" And I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Don't believe everything you read about Americans."
Well, they yeah, we talked about that. They got a weird American.
They do. Well, they first of all, they're just like, "Why do people vacation here?"
because it's
that's
not
like the first conversation
because it's
with
not
everybody.
Because it's not there
right because it's not Fresno. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I had to take a 10-hour plane ride to not be in Fresno, but I did.
Hey,
so
and then you run into Fresno.
I mean other cultural things. Yeah. It's hot as balls here.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's late July, mid-late July. It's gonna happen.
The heat found us.
We kept dodging it. Little hits here and there, and it finally just like, all right, I found you guys. I'm gonna hang out for the duration.
Yeah, and then being hot as balls here creates things like slushy machines at Out of the Barrel. I don't know if you discussed last week, but you and I had an accidental get it.
Yeah, I did discuss that get it, but I did forget that you didn't even know you were sitting by a slushy machine. If it was a
so
snake,
upset.
It would have bit you.
It's true. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is that? You know, I like to always notice stuff that I am allergic to.
Why is it so loud right here? Oh, slushy machine grinding over, creating heat.
To be To be fair, though, it was seltzer. It was a slushy seltzer, not a slushy beer. But the guy that
does that make it worse or better?
I don't know if it's worse or better, but it's something. I don't know. It's different than
it's
beer.
It's definitely something.
But when you were next to me and I said, hey, I'm like, is that a fucking beer slushy machine? To the guy. And he was like, yeah, it is. He was like, so excited.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you want one? Fuck
Stacey,
no, I don't.
Stacey was being like, Stacey was just dripping of sarcasm. And the bartender was just like, like completely thought it was like a nice normal request. I'm like, oh yeah, it was a, yeah, we got a slushy machine for sure. And we're like, oh,
did he slap it and be like, this baby can crank out so much.
This baby can crank out as many slushies as you need.
I'm like, what next? Like a freaking slushy margarita machine? Because blended margaritas are another absolute no. Oh,
that's a big that's a big Vegas thing. They have those like little kiosks of like you can get giant margarita slushies.
Yeah, and for a dollar.
For a dollar.
And today, which I realize is not actually today, it's Friday the 21st.
We're enjoying this on
listening
Friday.
But a couple days ago on the 19th of July, it was National Daiquiri Day.
Woo!
Which has got to be one of the other worst drinks to ever come out of anyone's brain.
Wow,
wait,
that's
what?
Weird.
A margarita is better than a daiquiri though, right?
Absolutely.
What's the difference? Well, I don't even know the difference.
Well, daiquiris are blended strawberries.
Okay.
And margaritas are limes.
Hmm.
So, wait, you have citrus fruit.
So, wait,
versus...
are they the same drink, but one's strawberry and one's lime?
No, because daiquiris have rum, don't they? Isn't that rum?
Sounds right.
You guys don't know
I am
drinks of the 80s? Come
I am on. Completely clueless with all the other alcohols. I'm like, beer? Beer? Is that beer? Like, no, Mike, it's not beer. It's called whiskey. Beer? No, whiskey, Mike. Beer?
This is the guy who, like, went to a party that had, what, mixed drinks? And you were like, I'll have a screwdriver.
Yep. Well, because that's the old, like, literally, that's the only mixed drink I know. Like, do you have screwdriver? And they're like, yeah, I think somebody's like, grandpa's back here that knows how to make a screwdriver. Okay, yeah, that.
You would order a daiquiri. Like, because you've ordered a screwdriver, I feel like daiquiris are not far away.
Oh,
like, I feel like that's like the next step.
You guys make serious drinks here. I'll take a daiquiri.
And I'll tell you, like, I don't think there's any drink that makes a bartender more fucking pissed than ordering a daiquiri. Like, uh-oh. I've seen so many bartenders like, yeah, they want a fucking daiquiri. They want a fuck. I have to go get this fucking blender of storage and make you a goddamn daiquiri. And it's, and like everyone's at the bar trying to have a conversation, and then everyone has to stop for 20 seconds.
Crushing the fucking.
You want whipped cream on that, Grandma?
So do you get listening to podcasts? Oh yeah, I listen to the bar. The what?
I was correct. It is rum.
All right, good job.
I know. Thank you. I know my shitty mixed.
It's
drinks.
A good thing you worked at a beer bar and not a bar bar.
Baba.
I was pretty sure I had it. I could make you a mean daiquiri.
Baba. You can make a beer daiquiri.
You want sugar on the rim, right, babe? Because you're diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes.
Sweet and low? Sweet and low, babe?
All right. So, yeah, there's that. Was there another thing you wanted to discuss, Rad Stacey?
That was it.
All right.
Honestly. I'll tell you that Las Vegas does not have a great craft beer scene, or maybe it's just not on the strip. They don't have a good craft beer scene. I was recently in Las Vegas.
It's there, but you do have to know where to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it was, it was 115 degrees there on my day that I took for myself.
Yeah.
And all up and down all the skywalks, you know, for getting from the hotel I was at to, Planet Hollywood and all this other stuff. There are people just on those sky bridges selling seltzers and Trulies and Twisted Tea for like $2 a pop. Which I, I didn't see a single craft beer in anybody's hand.
Did that seem legal? Like, did they check IDs and all
no.
that?
No, it's Las Vegas is pretty loose, man. And I didn't see a single cop. They were just like, it's too fucking hot to police people today.
Yeah, just let them do whatever they got to do. Let the heat police them.
But really, you know, you could buy an ice cold beverage from one of these guys on one of the sky bridges or go into a hotel and spend $20 on a questionable drink.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you're going to get. You're at least getting a sealed cold container from the guys on the sky bridge.
Yeah. No mystery seven and sevens at the.
Yeah. And slots, I did take I did take a picture with a couple of gals who were dressed up like peacocks for a tip. I tipped them well. And then I went and saw a zombie burlesque, which was amazing. And they handed out Jello shots during intermission.
Yeah, just to keep you, just to keep you going, keep
and
you interested.
This is why I wasn't on the show last week, guys.
Yep, that's what you did instead.
That's what, I was doing that. Jeez. So, sorry.
What a disappointment.
I wanted to see scantily clad undead dance around the stage.
Yeah. I mean, that's whenever I watch The Walking Dead, I'd always like, what are any of them nude? Why are these zombies nude?
Yeah, they would have gotten way better reviews and watchership if
like, more do you really the think zombies these zombies care if they're clothed? Come on. Be real. Nick, is there any items you'd like to discuss before we move on to listener voicemails?
How do I keep up with naked zombie shows?
You can't.
Gotta go see your own.
Yeah.
Gotta go see my own.
It's called theater.
Be my
it's
own naked
theater.
Zombie. Be the naked zombie I want to be in the. I want to see in the world.
I'm in the theater business. Oh yeah, what do you do? Oh, I have a naked zombie show I'm in.
I'll tell you, it was hilarious. It was a great, great show.
All right, endorsement.
Oh no, wait. That is what I was gonna say. There was a kid that came up to me. I say kid because he was under the age of 30, and yep. He came up and I was wearing kind of an outfit that I'm wearing now. Like I'm showing my sleeves, my arms.
So tatted up.
And I have tattoos, as many of you know. And I've got this, you know, scantily clad octopus chick on my arm. And this guy comes up.
He said nice tats, didn't he?
He did not. No, nice tats is like all the time. I get that all the time. But he comes up and he goes, hey, what's the story? Which that's always a good one. That's a good one, guys. You're looking to have like a real deep conversation with a girl with tattoos. Ask her what the story is.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
And he's like, you know, why did you get that?
Yeah.
Which to me is such a fucking loaded question, right? I'm just like, what do you mean? Are you asking me because you fucking hate it?
Yeah. Or why did you get that? Like, yeah.
And I tell him, I said, my spirit animal is an octopus, which that is true. Always has been. And I love pinup models too. So I decided to put two together. And then he says to me, he goes, so it's not really indicative of like who you are now then. And I was like, what are you talking about?
This guy's got like tattoo. Like he's got like a manifesto about tattoos and how everyone thinks.
And he goes,
he was going to break you down.
He was like, well, because you got it a long time ago. And I said, yeah. And the reason I'm showing it now is because I fucking hate it. Right. Like, it was really weird. And he was like, well, he goes, are you saying that you like it still? I was like, I'm like, you're a bus boy. So why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Whoa.
And stop me. It was like very rude and very interesting. Cause the way he assumed that, like, I regretted it somehow was, like, really weird. I'm like, I'm in Vegas at a titty show, and you're asking me if I regret this tattoo that has titties on it.
Was he from Paso Robles?
Maybe. Probably a Tascadero.
That makes sense.
More likely.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It was weird. It was funny. But I'm just standing there, like, the audacity that you even, first of all, speaking.
Audacity.
The audacity.
That's what you should have said like that. The audacity.
You got some nerve talking to me without handing me some dollars.
Nerve, motherfucker.
That's for sure. Gotta buy me a drink first. We're gonna ask
me
that's
questions.
What you meant. Okay.
You ask me questions. Give
side
me a,
hustling in Vegas.
Give me a like, drink.
I mean, I'm hustling all the time, Nick.
Hustling all the time.
Side, front, back.
I'm hustling right now. You don't even know.
What kind of hustles do you have, Nick? Do you have any culture hustles?
My new side hustle is losing money on Volkswagens.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I have a lot of those side hustles.
Oh, I'm excelling.
Yeah. Mine's not Volkswagen, but I have about 10 different other side hustles that lose money, including the stock market, which, that side hustle loses money as well for me.
Just, who would have thunk, huh?
Don't look at that right now. Just don't.
I know. Next
Unless
year,
you were planning
next
on retiring
year.
Tomorrow.
Next year, it's going to be great. It.
We're buying the dip. It's just extra long dip.
The really long dip.
It's a really long dip. Mikey, I figured out why. Oh, do we get investing in dead?
Yeah, I mean,
invest in dead. You can't miss. They will definitely die. Can I bet the over under on dying?
I'm not sure about this.
Oh, it's a gamble, but it's a gamble on yourself.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Life insurance. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Is that your line all week?
Yeah. It's a gamble, but it's on yourself. Mm-hmm.
You like gambling?
Sorry, I interrupted.
I got a gamble for you.
Yeah.
That's your pickup line in Vegas.
No.
No?
I don't pick up in Vegas.
Is
I
that
just
what
let
you,
down.
Is that you? You don't really like that
so
tattoo.
Much let down.
You don't so really much still let down. Like that tattoo, do you? That's my pickup line. I'm going in October, so I'm going to be using that. Hey, you don't really still like that tattoo, do you?
Yeah, I was sure to make it very, very awkward for him, though. I was like, not as much as you're going to regret that fucking haircut.
Ooh.
What?
I know, that's a bad joke. But really, he just made me so mad. I was just so mad.
What were you going to, what, Nick?
What kind of shots do I like? Cheap ones.
Right, exactly.
What were you going to say, Nick, culturally?
Oh, okay. I figured out why Mikey doesn't like Allagash White.
Oh.
Oh.
Really? I'd like to know, actually.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Okay. If you, I don't know if this is on the bottle or just the can, but this is the can in particular. Mm-hmm. The can has upside down text. It says your curiosity has just paid off. With the can bottom up, gently swirl to enrich the beer's flavor. Flip over, open, and enjoy. So, Mikey, I don't think you are preparing your Allagash White properly before enjoying it.
They want you they want you to swirl it before you pour it. Is that what they're saying?
Only the backwash part of it.
You want to
release
your
mouth juices into the beer, and that's what really gets it the flavor. Mm-hmm. It's the only flavor you get outside of old fucking brown banana. Brown banana. I can see why everyone loves this Allagash White.
So those are esters.
Mushy esters.
Mushy banana esters.
Yep.
I feel like you've been drinking old Allagash. It shouldn't be that banana-y.
I guarantee you, like, whatever, when an Allagash White is like a zygote, it still tastes old still. You're just like, man, this thing's ready.
Let's go to the East Coast. Let's go to Allagash and just drink it from the teat.
Yeah.
Hey, did you swirl this fermenter for me really quick so I can have the full experience?
Yeah. If Allagash wants to bring me out there, fly me out, and they want me to do a tank pour, whatever that's called in the industry, when you get a little off the tank before it's ready.
Yep.
What's that called, Stacey?
I don't know. I think it's just called a premature beer tank pour.
But you could tell this is going to be a good beer. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of flat, don't you think?
New beer.
You're gonna carbonate it, right? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. You're not gonna fergin this, are you? Oh, no, we wouldn't do that.
Oh, you think it tastes like brown bananas now. You firkins some fucking Allagash
White. Allagash
White. Firkin Allagash.
And then randle it through some freaking banana peels.
Oh, green peels. So green.
So what Mikey needs to do is at them and just be like, your beer tastes like brown banana peels. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, prove me wrong. And they could not do it. They wouldn't be able to do it. They're like, oh, shit. They got us. He got us.
Who told him?
There's no way we can get around that. Yeah, they're like those, you know, those dried bananas that you get in like at Whole Foods or some shit.
I don't buy dry bananas.
Yeah, you do. And those little bins, those infested bins that they got at Whole Foods where you scoop your own junk out. That's what an Allagash White tastes like.
I'm never going down that aisle again. Oh, this is just
scoop your own junk. Aisle.
I don't know if they. I don't know that they have it anymore since the pandemic.
Stacy's natural food store is gonna be like the junk scoop aisle.
Yeah, just scoop it. Get your hand in there. Well, yeah, get your hand really in there. No, don't just pick. No, get it in there. Scoop it out. Get you a good scoop.
Good stuff's in the bottom.
Yeah, get you a good scoop. There you go. Good scoop.
Hey, you guys don't have scoopers? No, use your fucking hands.
No, use your hand, asshole. It's called a natural market.
You know how bad scoopers are for the environment?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
That's plastic.
Over one seagull dies from a scoop every year.
Nature gave us the most perfect scoopers.
Like that rogue otter in Monterey Bay right now that's stealing everything and freaking driving Monterey crazy.
Otters are so cute.
That's my hero. Yeah.
Right? He's like, this board's mine. Like everyone in Monterey's like, no, you can't have that. That's not your board. He's like, no, it's mine.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's cute when a raccoon does it. Why isn't it cute when an otter does it? Yeah. Hey, wait. Bring your glass up again. There's something floating in that shit. There's something in there.
Uh-oh.
There is.
Oh, Rad Stacy's saving your life now.
Shit, you're right. It's like. Oh, no. It's like dregs.
No, it's just a fly.
No, it's like.
It's a fly.
It's like.
Is that.
Mosquito?
It's yeast, I guess. I don't know.
Is that what? Shake? What is it called again? The Trube? It's true, but
there it is. See, there it is.
Ew, no, get it out.
Great. Ew, yeast turd.
I thought I was gonna throw up with the Allagash White talk. Oh my, this is the most disgusting episode we've ever had. Are we good on the culture? Anyone got any more culture? I really would like to hear other people talk
shit
right now.
In your beer. There's a new backyard beer bar in Old Town Clovis.
Fresno County.
Where?
It's the your friends, Rad Stacy. Your former employers.
It is my friends.
And they they bought some dude's house. They're like, let's turn it into a beer bar. Which I would do. I support it. I'm just, I don't know. Making fun of it because it's in Clovis.
Wrong side of Willow, that's all.
Yep.
All those Mormon police officers are going to be so upset about that shit.
I just hope there's... I just wish somebody would make a bar in like a Clovis suburb residential area, a very loud bar. That's what I want to see. So
it's called Crow and Wolf, and they're doing well for some reason.
Well, that's an industrial
area.
They're
in the industrial, industrial.
We're
part.
So industrial.
The famous industrial area brewery.
You know, they should have goth night out there, dude. That would get lit. It's like craft beer goth night.
Right.
You heard it here first, folks. So when is that opening? Because I thought it was supposed to be spring.
Nope.
And now it's
hear this. Oh. Everyone talks about like, oh, Fresno is so tough, difficult to deal with. Clovis has been giving them all kinds of shit. They haven't been able to open because Clovis won't give them the okay. So they're still waiting on Clovis to say, this is cool.
Well, you know why nobody knew how hard it was to do anything cool in Clovis? Is nobody's ever tried to do anything fucking cool in Clovis until now.
See, everybody does these vanilla projects.
This says the 20th of July. So they should be open.
Tomorrow. That's yesterday. I mean,
they're open, bro. Let's all go get it.
Holy shit. I'm so down. Michelle is super great. And I am absolutely honored to be a person in her life that I don't know, gave her some confidence and pushed her forward and told her that she could run shit.
Wait, and because of your talking her up, she said, yeah, I can open a bar in Clovis. And you're like, whoa, wait. I meant Fresno.
I never gave her the
She's like,
the
oh, no, you, no, Clovis. You said Clovis, Rad Stacy. I don't think I ever said, nope, you said Clovis.
Yeah, I never did a pep talk about opening anything in Clovis, but I definitely saw the leader in her from early on. So wow. I think it's great. Yeah.
All right. I might have to go to a Fresno
County.
Don't
judge somebody by their small stature.
Well, I'm a living, breathing, walking around person for that. But I mean, still Clovis. I can judge you if you're in Clovis. I have completely full 100% rights. No Clovisian has ever been able to clap back at me. Never. Like, no Clovisian's been like, wait, what about this? Never happened.
I thought it was Clovite.
No, all right, who cares? I'm already giving them way too much press. All right.
How many times have we said Clovis in this?
So we got a new beer bar in Fresno County. That's cool. Look out for it when you come see us here in
Lincoln. You'll miss
Fresno
it.
Fresno County.
Let's have a get it
out
there. Before dark, though, because that's scary.
Yeah. You don't want to be trapped on that side of town after dark.
Go and have a modified car and try and drive through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do any don't have something hanging from your mirror. That's terrible.
Yep. No little trucks for small fucks or any of that stuff.
I don't know what that is, but sounds cool.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Listeners to call us just to give us a little call shout out. You don't have to sit there and write a book and call us. 559-492-0542 is the number, or that's 24/7. You can drunk dial that number and you'll safely be okay. You don't have to wake up in the morning and go, oh shit, what did I do? It's fine. It's just a voicemail line with your friends listening. That's fine.
Yeah. What could possibly go on?
Yeah, what could possibly go on?
Tell us your deepest, darkest secrets.
Sure.
We'll only tell a few people.
Yeah, we'll only tell, I won't say the number of listenership, but it is definitely in the threes.
You're on the Sex with Emily.
We're not quite at that level of podcast, but, you know, we're in there.
We won't identify you unless you identify yourself.
Yeah, it's up to you. And you can also email perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can write to us that way, or you can send an audio file that way. And we'll start with the traditional voicemails because I'm old school and I like traditions and whatnots, I guess. I don't know. Because I'm old. Uh-oh, shit.
Oh shit! I just deleted it.
Oh shit! And old school deleted it.
The whole show just shut down.
No more show, guys.
Got his glasses on and everything. Still in trouble.
This has been working just fine all episode, and then the minute I go to voicemails, it takes
Dang it!
Such language, young lady.
Shush.
Okay, well, while you're figuring that out, I'm going to go get another beer.
It's a good idea.
Hello, it's Perfect Forest. Perfect Forest? Where you been? Perfect Forest, Psycho Bear.
Psycho
How are you?
Anyway, Psycho Bear.
Yesterday, I went to the new Cellar Maker.
What?
In the East Bay at the Rare Barrel.
East Bay.
They have great stuff. I've been pretty busy drinking some good beers, just having a call. Hope everybody's well. I heard about Radar Palooza. Let's make it Northern California next year.
Oh,
we can all
are you offering?
Get it. Anyways, what was the highlight of last night? Terpene Station was good. Pacific Dopeness. Edge of Time, Barley Wine. Oh, one news of note. I went to the new place in Rockland called Shred Beer Company, which was done by the former brewer of Slice.
What?
2 weeks in a row up there. Oh, good stuff. Anyways, I'm driving.
Driving.
Have a great day. Check your dates. Bye.
Do it.
Bye.
Thanks, Echo Bear, driving around Marin and the Bay Area in general. I guess there's a new Cellomaker location that I was unaware of. Maybe a remote tap room, it sounds like.
I think he said it. They took over the old Rare Barrel.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I vaguely remember that.
Look out for it.
Another Wazoo beer.
November 17th. Oh, so Cellomaker acquired Rare Barrel.
I have a couple of Rare Barrel things that were given to me a long fucking time ago. Hopefully they're still good.
Perfect four. Perfect
here we go.
Four.
Sorry, guys.
Perfect four. Maybe I just like saying that. It is dawning, and yes, we are drinking in the Northwest. I haven't called in a while. Things are still fantastic. Big news. Big news.
Well,
a couple of things. Let's start off with... As some of you may know, some of you may not, I work for a big beer company. They make my paycheck.
I don't want to hear that.
Blah, blah, blah. And they also give the Perfect Four money every month. So you can pay freaking Budweiser for that.
That's your
buyout.
That's not their money.
I'm now official. I started working part-time at Five Rights Brewing. So I am now an official employee of a craft beer, independent-owned brewery.
Industry.
Extra money, travel money, beer money, all that good stuff. So, pretty happy about that. I really think that Radar Palooza should come to Seattle next year. Personal opinion.
Dang,
but
that would be cool.
Second announcement.
Somebody's
got
a host, dude.
Started a YouTube channel.
All right.
I figured, you know what? When we travel, we watch
everybody
YouTube to see where to go.
Doing it.
And I think a YouTube channel would be great if you want to go check out breweries in the Pacific Northwest. So, I thought, what the heck? What my plan is to go to breweries and drink beer and film it. And actually, it's just an excuse for me to go drink beer. My wife thinks I'm doing something good. So, to all you guys out there, say, hey, honey,
he's just doing it.
I need to start a podcast. I need to start a YouTube channel. Hint, hint. And it is an excuse to go drink beer.
No, you're doing something serious.
I mean,
support
if you're going to the Northwest, hopefully I'll be able to throw out a bunch of content. And you can look at some breweries and go, that looks like a cool place. I want to go there. So, drinking in the Northwest. Anyways, guys.
Look it up.
Love the show. Teams. Listen to it every week. Don't call much anymore. I still love you. I love you, man.
Aww.
You guys have a great day, and we will talk soon, I hope. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Pacific Northwest.
So maybe that could be Radar Palooza 2025, but 2024 is going to be in Kettleman, so.
No.
Yeah, don't forget now.
You gotta be able to sustain a full week of activity.
Bring your floaties.
In 115.
Bring your floaties for the California aqueducts.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so good.
Oh yeah.
It ends in LA, guys.
Yeah. You'll end up in LA eventually. So it's fine.
There's some high spots in the aqueduct, but we can walk across.
Yeah, you can just get out. They've got those ladders that go down. They got the ladders that go down into the water. You just grab a ladder, go to the go over to the next one, and go back in.
Yeah. Don't lose your chunkless because it could be hot on the feetsies, you know. But other than that,
yeah, you're gonna want to wear those
water shoes.
Your water shoes, yeah.
Grippy. Yeah.
With the toes or without the toes?
Dude, without. Oh, the toes are so gross. Come on.
Creepy, man. Come on.
So Nick. Weird. It's creepy
don't,
as
don't
fuck.
Don't wear this out, dude. Come on.
So Donnie also has a hobby, which includes losing lots of money, is what he's saying.
He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I've got to go to these breweries if I'm going to make my money back, babe. Okay.
I love it.
Hey there. Perfect.
Sorry, Wesley.
Oh, hey there.
What were you
no,
saying?
No, that's fine. I didn't have anything else.
All right. Fine.
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 Four buds, yes. Lying on the night.
Jim, is that you?
Probably recording.
Are you okay, Jim?
Mikey.
Yeah,
little Jim. Note. When someone Googles Perfect Pour Podcast.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
The phone number doesn't come up.
What?
Yeah.
Kidding.
You get the
it's
Google
on every single
the
show
podcast
note.
Line, and maybe you get the what? Address, email. Mm.
Well,
there is no phone number. Now, you know us old fucks like to just call in on a phone number.
We like to find the nearest landline and call in.
I'm going
to
go ahead and pull off my order in July. Thank you. Thank you to the Nick 80. Appreciate your condolences. Yes, everybody. There were a bunch of people that reached out. I really, really, really do appreciate it. I in the last month or so. So thank you for everybody who reached out. If anything, I think I maybe identify my cooking and love more with my mom than anything else. So want to push out the love to you guys. And hashtag, hey, I did a NorCal trip, and, you know, if you guys haven't been through, I don't know, Chico-ish, it's not just Sierra Nevada.
What?
There's a couple other breweries up here.
Oh, I know.
There's some nice stuff.
No, it's not.
Around Big Giant Town.
Well, you are so right.
Big Giant Towns.
It's just different parts of Sierra Nevada.
Big Giant Breweries is more than
all influenced by.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else is going to talk about the binge part. Perfect.
And Mikey's not here to fix it. Great.
Oh, man. Mikey.
I'll get Ben's car a little bit.
Come help us. We
come
don't
back.
Know what to do.
See Amy soon. Buy his book. Because who doesn't love fucking Snoopy? Who doesn't love fucking Charles Brown? Anyways,
Charles Brown.
Love you guys.
Charles Brown.
Haven't been here for a while.
He's a pitcher.
Peace.
Chico. Who doesn't love Charles Brown?
I don't think he said keep up the good work, but I'm playing it anyway.
No, and honestly, so much love to you. Losing a loved one like that is very hard. And I don't just say that because I do this for a living every day, but I completely get it. And please take care of yourself. Give yourself some grace and be with your fam and friends and all that stuff. I love gold.
I love gold.
Hey, I couldn't tell which one was which.
Wow.
Who is that you, Stacey, right there?
Real.
I'm not using that other glass that has chunks of things in it.
Bugs.
Bugs. All bugs.
That was a decrepit, like, cucaracha. That's
hey,
just
that blame Moonraker, man. Don't bring blame my glassware.
Da, 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 da,
no,
da,
what they don't tell you is that Troob really is just bugs that they're taking out before they
unfiltered bugs.
Yeah,
guys. I mean, really, just start filtering. I mean,
that's
enough.
Bug.
You know what? Beer's in a recession. That's enough with the non-filtering. We can stop. Let's pull it back, okay? Start filtering stuff, guys. All right.
You know, can you not afford cheesecloth?
Like, yeah. Come on. Just like, you know, put one filter on it at least. Like a filter. A coffee filter, whatever.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm about to be driving. Mm. In fact, this is what they used to call a BevMo parking lot report.
Used to.
So I just picked up some whiskey at BevMo. That's pretty much all I get at BevMo.
Whiskey?
If I go to BevMo. It's the Irish whiskey. I have to have a constant stock of Irish whiskey in the house. It's the rules. My last name's Bailey. What do you expect? But anyway. I wanted to leave a voicemail concerning that weekly email newsletter that Mikey sends out. And while I did not read it verbatim, that means word for word.
Thanks.
I did where Mikey said that Anchor Brewing going under is not the fault of beer geeks and craft beer lovers.
Said.
And that's true. But you know
I
what?
I meant it 100%.
They had a good run. Over 100 years, how many businesses of any kind stay afloat and stay running for 100 freaking years? Like, come on.
The ones in Europe do.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made a great point in that newsletter about how, hey, they sold out and, like, you can't really expect craft beer geeks to be all, yay, we'll support you no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, like, come on.
We bounce.
It's like, might as well just like drink Coors Light or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to say, Mikey, that was an excellent
silver
point.
Bullet.
Like, I've been to Anchor, and I don't know if it was before or after that buyout, but the Brewing Network had an event there. Me and my daughter went there, and we met Tasty and JP and Justin and I think Bevo and the whole crew.
Ew.
We got a tour. It was really neat. It's a neat brewery. It's a really old building, and it's on one hell of a steep hill, too. Gosh.
That's why I never went.
I hate parking.
Damn.
But anyway. Yeah.
Hill phobia.
That's all I really got to say. Great job on that newsletter, Mikey. Oh, wait a minute. I'm remembering something, and I have less than a minute left. So, about the thing I was going to share with you. So, I may share it with you, but it all depends on how the three of you answer this question. Do you like pina colada?
So,
if you like
I know somebody
colada,
that doesn't like margaritas.
Then I'm not going to share my latest fermented creation because I was aiming for that. And it has plenty of pina, but it doesn't have a lot of colada. It's lacking in coconut, plenty of pineapple. But let me know. If you like pina colada, and then we'll see, and I'll get back to you. Keep up the great work.
What I really want to know is how much Rufus Wainwright does it have in it.
What?
Because that's the singer of that fucking song.
Oh. Okay, here's a fun fact for y'all. Bathymophobia is the fear of hills.
Oh, I've got bathymophobia.
That doesn't make sense.
I love gold.
You think bathymophobia would be a fear of baths, but we know Rand Stacy doesn't have that.
I definitely don't have that. I don't have a fear of hills. It's just that crime doesn't climb. So I don't climb.
All right, there it
That's
is.
It.
Oh, I was going to say, shouldn't you like the top of a hill then? Oh. Or you're the crime.
I'm the crime.
You're the crime. Okay.
I'm going to. Drinking Hitchhiker Brewing Company's Bane of Existence IPA, donated to the show by Wazoo. Or no, sorry. It was just a natural thing to say Wazoo. Pittsburgh Tom. Of course, a Pittsburgh beer, Pittsburgh Tom.
What?
Hitchhiker, man. I think Hitchhiker was one of the, Radar Palooza 3 places, if I'm not mistaken.
I just opened a Pittsburgh Tom beer. Brew Gentleman, Mr. Automatic. A classic English style porter.
Oh, an English porter. Classy.
Yeah, this can is very, look at this. It's deco as Gatsby can get.
Deco. It's like
oh
it's,
my God, I'm an idiot. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, it's a blade.
For joining this podcast or any other reasons.
What did you do, Rad Stacey? Would you like to make a correction, Rad Stacey?
I'm very tired and I'm very sorry. I said Rufus Wainwright and I meant Rupert Holmes, the singer of Pina Coladas.
Well, we wouldn't have known. We didn't catch it.
They're both singers. I don't know why I got it all messed up. But yeah, Rupert Holmes.
Yeah, I knew.
We're super hey guys, upset can you hear me? I'm driving! Hey, it's Wazoo. How's it going? Mikey, Nick, Brad, Stacey. Having a good show, I hope. Just calling to check in, let you know what I've been up to.
We're trying.
A few weeks back, the boy and I took a trip up to Minneapolis. He had a sports thing up there. So we spent a couple days in Minneapolis while he did the sports things. And then we had to be in Philadelphia for some more tournaments about five days after he's done. So we have the options of either staying in Minneapolis or driving from Minneapolis to Philadelphia. So we decided to drive. We went from Minneapolis to Madison, Madison to outside of Detroit, Detroit to Cleveland, and Cleveland to Harrisburg/Hershey. And then from there to King of Prussia, where we were staying in our hotel for about a week. So we were gone for a long time. But we got to see some smaller universities and, kind of university shopping. Beer-wise, not a lot of time to drink beer on the trip. Did pick up some new Glarus, some Three Floyds, Toppling Goliath to drink on some Surly Brewing Company, as everyone might hear from the show, drinkers. And then some highlights from Philly, Tired Hands. I should have gone to the brewery. I'm really kind of upset with myself. I didn't go to the brewery, but Tired Hands, I got to have their IPA at a little restaurant where they actually serve crowlers at the restaurant too, which is pretty amazing. But really good beer from Tired Hands. I would totally go there in a heartbeat if I had another chance. What else was good? Lawson's Finest Liquids. Found some of that at the grocery store. Crazy, I know. Lawson's at the grocery store, insane. And there was a bunch of good beers. I wish I could remember them all, but it was a couple weeks ago now. Work's been crazy. And I just got done having a little get it with a listener of the show. You might know him. His name's The Fontana Jim.
Whoa.
Yeah, The Fontana Jim. Whoa. He hollered at me last week and said, "Hey, what are you doing next week?" I said, "I'm working. What are you doing?" He said, "I'm going to be in Sacramento." And so, we met up at Shred Beer Company in Rockland, California. The Shred Beer Company owner is the former head brewer of Slice Beer Company. You might have heard of that place once or twice. So we sat down
earlier in the show,
enjoyed some tasty IPAs. I think Jim had a sour, and we both had the porter that was on nitro. And we both took some beers home to go because home to go home. Yeah, something like that, or to go to the hotel. But good beers. And, of course, the best company to drink them with was the Fontana Jim. I'm off to Sunnyvale this weekend for another lacrosse ball. I think this is the last one for the summer, and then I get to have a break. But, that's all I got, guys. Have fun, be safe, check your dates, or have safe, dig your checks, and be fun. That's all I got. Take care. Bye. I'm in Folsom, right by the prison.
Oh, has he got the blues?
Yeah. A lot of famous Folsom songs.
Something about being stuck somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's where the Donner Party chowed down.
At the Folsom Prison?
Yeah. There was already a prison there. Like the Donner Party came through. They're like, "Oh my God." We're like, "Oh yeah, here we already got a prison here."
Yay.
Already had it all set up. Thank you, Wazoo. I'm looking forward to a time when all Wazoo's kids are done being athletes, so Wazoo can have his weekends back. Athlete parents know that you don't really have a weekend anymore when your kids are athletes.
Actual.
Yeah. The amount of travel you have to do on your own dime is just a lot. You're like, it's like I was having this conversation with somebody earlier this week. My kid is not now at the moment in athletics, so I'm not really complaining, but I have had the time. But it's like, you're like, oh, we won. We were going on to the finals. And you're like, half of you is like, oh, yay. And the other half is like, oh, my God, another fucking weekend. Yeah.
How much is this going to cost?
How happy your team won the thing. This is good that you guys won. It probably wouldn't have been that fine. It would have been fine if you lost, but that's all right. Keep winning.
It's all right.
It's fine.
Yo, what's up, Perfect Poor? Nick, Mikey, and Stacy. True, you being here. Hey, guess what? It's Wednesday. It's actually 6:10 p.m.
I heard that.
I'm buzzed, homie. I had one beer. I had a Ways Away by North Park Brewing, 8.6% ABV. Drank it so fast because it's hot outside, homie. My job, 85% of my time, I'm out in the sun. And the rest I'm in with my customers. So quick little call.
Celebrity customers.
I'm celebrating because I had the North Park. It was delicious. But the bottle shop, my local bottle shop, just got Silva Brewing, homie. Silva has made it to the Valle, homie. The San Fernando Valley. I'm lifting. I'm drinking a Laughing Pecker. A West Coast IPA Mosaic.
Disgusting.
What kind of fucking name is that, homie, for a beer? Laughing Pecker.
It's like from the
There's an innuendo. Anyways, I'm sipping on that now. It's pretty fucking good. What else? Hey, so I wanted to call and talk about Villains Brewery. I visited there over the weekend. Just a quick little note. I hit Monkish, Unsung, and Everywhere Brewing. Everywhere Brewing is amazing. Make sure you guys visit. If you're ever in Anaheim, you're visiting Radiant or all those good breweries, go to Everywhere. Everywhere was amazing. Had some bomb. Every beer I had, I was very satisfied. I was happy. It put me in a good mood, homie. And that's because of Villains. So check it out, homie.
Is it like getting Villains out of his family room?
Is it really a brewery? I mean, it used to be Modern Times, but the people that took over it, here it is. You walk up, you have to wait to get seated. So the first thing that threw me off is like, why the fuck do I need to wait to get seated? So there's a hostess. She's telling how many people in your party. Oh my God, I told you I've been drinking. Sorry, Stacey, I'm trying to be a gentleman. Wow. But fuck that. We're craft beer enthusiasts. Yeah. We can burp all we want.
So they
take your party count, then they sit you down, and then they give you a menu. So there's a two-page menu for
food.
Do you
burp on other people's
And there's a
podcasts?
Little piece of paper, a slither, half of a page, with their beers, wines, and guest beers. And, homie, the whole time the waiter kept asking us if we were ready to order. We were there for beer. We weren't there to eat. We had a place we were going to go eat. I'll talk about that place in a minute. But you're pressured to order food even before the beer. You're sat outside. The pool that was there is covered with plexiglass, and they have tables so you could actually sit on top of the pool, which is a little weird.
What about an earthquake?
It's an open space. The inside of the brewery is small. From what I understand, they contract brew. They don't even brew there, so they contract brew. The beers are so-so, homie. The cool thing, one thing that I did appreciate from... I need a sip. I need to clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. Oh, this Laughing right. Pecker is delicious. Anyway, all the waiters went around and giving everybody samples of their new beer on tap. So they come out with these little plastic cups with like 2 ounce pours for everybody. So that, I thought that was pretty dope. I don't like that they twisted your arm to order a beer. It's like BJ's. It's like going to BJ's, homie. BJ's, you think it's a brewery, but it's not. It's more a restaurant. That's that was the vibe that I got. Like, their money is coming from the food and not the beer. Yeah. So beware when you go to Villains. So here's my little thing.
When you ask them,
Villains is a block away from Unsung, the Anaheim Packing House, and Monkish. Monkish is connected to, kind of connected in the same property lines to the Anaheim Packing House. So, but Unsung is across the street from all of this. And Unsung is its own little plaza where there's a winery. That's a perfect place for Stacy to go at. And then right next to that winery, there's a taqueria by the name of Tacos El Gringo. Homie, no lie, bro. The best tacos I've ever had in Anaheim. I will say Anaheim, maybe even L.A., but best tacos, burritos, homie. I had a burrito with chilaquiles, two sunny side up eggs inside because I requested that you be put one. I asked for two.
So good.
Amazing freaking burrito, bro. I tasted everything. Everything has flavor. Everything has spice. Tasty. Their tortillas are handmade there. So if you ever do, if you're ever in Anaheim and you're visiting the packing house, don't eat there. There's no AC. Your balls will be in your socks, big dog. So I highly request you go to Unsung, same building, Tacos El Gringo, and you'll be amazed. All right, I'll cut it short. Too long. Silva Brewing made it to the San Fernando Valley.
Two calls in one.
Chew Your Beer is feeling great on a Wednesday. Woo! Salud. Woo! Love you. Y ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Don't get us
pulled off of YouTube, Chew, with your song. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, somebody got us pulled off of YouTube because they played music. How dare them?
Yeah. Radar Love.
Radar Love got us banned from YouTube for a week, just so you know.
It's also good to know that my boobs will be in my shoes at Packing House in Anaheim.
Your boobs will be in your shoes, man.
Yeah. If your guys' balls will be in your shoes, yep, my boobs will be in mine.
Yeah. So.
Chesticles.
My chesticles. They don't like it.
Chew, I love it, man. He's just hanging out. I'm still like really curious. Was he in his living room? Or was he in his garage? Because I don't think he was on his patio. That didn't sound like patio. It sounded like he was in it.
I think he was sweating in the garage.
He was inside a building. He was inside his house somewhere. And he was just throwing cans on the ground. Like, willy-nilly. I don't have Chew Your Beer's life. He's got a good life. He goes out on the weekends, makes social appearances. During the week, he runs into celebrities at his when he's working. I mean, Shubier's got, he's got it going on.
Just kissing hands, shaking babies.
Yeah. Once a fire got right up to the back of his house, and he turned it into like a social media event. I mean, the guy
is fire.
Spins everything into gold. He gets on other podcasts that aren't ours, and everyone thinks he's a celebrity. I mean, the guy does it all. But we're happy to be here supporting Chew. Soon to be...
living his best life.
Yeah. Chew's just doing it around.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks everyone for calling and contributing to the show, giving us content. Ha ha, suckers. We didn't pay you jack squat.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't make any money, so it's fine. It's not like we're like, we're like fanning ourselves with cash right now. We just pay the bills, and that because of the Golden Gods, and that's all we need. How's it going? You guys doing all right?
Yeah, I'm ready for
bed. I'm awake.
I'll be real.
No, you're not, Brad Stacey. You're ready to be up all night.
No.
Yes, you are.
I think she just died right there.
Brad Stacey's open up your untaps. If you're listening and you have an untap account, open it up now just to take a look at it. You know, just to evaluate. Like, you know, see what you've been up to. The Nick 80 on untap.
Oh me?
What have you been drinking this week?
Oh me? I have a new favorite There Does Not Exist beer.
Okay.
In name and style.
Wow. Both matched up well.
Yes. My first 5 stars in a while. View what? From Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Is their Imperial IPA. I found it at the market. And holy shit, socks clean off. Cut, wow. Pew, pew, pew.
I wonder if I've had that or not. Is that a new one, you think, or just you just hadn't had it?
It's new to me. I don't recall seeing this before.
Okay. Well, it's hard because here's the thing. There Does Not Exist can art is amazing, and it's, especially if you're a metalhead, it just looks like so many like really high-level metal album art. But every can has its own badass art. But then also, it kind of also blends together as well.
Right.
So you're like, it's hard to like differentiate between like, have I had this beer or not? I don't know. But I'm going to try it anyway. So now I have to look in on tap to see if I've had that before.
You will have to. After that, I had an Endless Ether from Casa Agria.
Yeah.
Argia.
Casa Agria.
Agria.
House of what? What's Agria mean?
Casa Agria. It means house of arguing.
Argue house. That's what it's
called. Argue house.
Is that for real? Really? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, are they listening to my house? Is that
I just got here.
Are you house?
Fresh off the plane from Vegas, folks. It's rad.
Fresh off.
I flew Southwest. I was in the D section or whatever.
was boarding group B as in boy.
I had to stand in the back of the plane right next to the bathroom. That was my seat. I just had to stand there and hang on to something.
Your seat was the restroom when other people weren't using
it. Yeah. Like, you can sit down if no one's using the restroom, sweetie.
Honestly, I am judging you if you use the restroom on a 45-minute flight.
Well, yeah.
Oh, come on. Beer goes right through everybody.
45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Come on.
20 tops.
A good friend of mine who shall be named nameless, he has a fear of flying. So when we go to Vegas, he likes even the 45 minute Vegas flight from Fresno, he still has to take like sleeping pills and stuff so he can get through it. So
travel anxiety is real.
Yep. So it's just
and
like,
it affects all the bathroom movements.
So you are way more, you know, at risk driving to Vegas than flying, statistically speaking. Yeah,
but still, like, people don't like flying. Some people just... Like,
I know, I get it. I love flying. I am all good
You're
with
in this
it.
Little canister, 15,000 feet in the air, traveling at 300 miles an hour.
Yeah, and listen, the death is going to be quick.
I think it's higher than that.
It's going to be quick.
Something like that.
And you're driving, you might be pinned for hours and then still die. Like...
What?
You know what? Flying.
Yeah,
where
but
it's
you
at.
Get to reflect on all the hazy beer you had.
That's true. Yeah, and regret every single one because you should have just been drinking.
Why did I drink all those Allagash
Ragret?
All that ragret. Any other beers, Nick?
Yeah.
Wow, Rad Stacey keeping the show on track.
I know. I just don't want to talk about people's fear of flying anymore. Just get out of here. No,
my new favorite Mediterranean restaurant is Phoenician Garden.
I like that spot too.
Where's that at?
They have an Almaza Pilsner, which is a Lebanese Pilsner. And I've never had that before. So
where's
that
this at?
Huh?
Where's it at?
You're cutting out my.
Where's it at?
Phoenician Garden or the Pilsner or Lebanon? Lebanon.
Phoenician Garden.
Where's Lebanon?
Anything. Where's anything at?
Herndon and First.
Okay.
Southeast TGIF adjacent.
Yep.
Oh, and that same shopping center? Okay.
Yeah, and it has been there for literal decades.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been there like 20 years ago.
Next to the Mountain Mike's under new ownership.
Yeah. When there used to be a Wasabi's over there.
Arby's.
I liked it when the Cobbs in our neighborhood opened back up and it said under old management.
Yes, that's the best sign ever. Yes,
right?
That under old management.
The real management.
Those so fuckers were dangerously close to fucking
maybe,
it up.
Maybe so that's what. Maybe that's what Anchor will have one day.
Under old management.
We're bringing Fritz back from the dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Green maybe Cheek, Fritz collabed with Carl Strauss for a squawk box.
Yeah, had it.
That was an IPA.
IPA.
Classic collab. Oh,
man. I had a Moonraker, Moonraker IPA. It was a triple. Dang it. Did not check it in, but it was a delicious triple IPA from Moonraker.
Did it even happen then if you didn't check it in?
It didn't happen. You want me to go get the can? Fine. You go on with your bin cot. And I'll get
I don't
want
to.
Let me go dig it out of the blue bin.
Red. Yeah, dig it out of the blue bin. No, the garbage came yesterday. I can't find any of my old cans. Red_Stacy with an E. What did you drink this week? Or the past
really
couple
bad.
Weeks? We got lots of Vegas drinking. We got all kinds of drinking.
I know. And my Las Vegas drinking was all booze and champagne. Ooh, it was not beer.
Never mind.
Sorry. I did have a Kirin Ichiban at some like sushi spot inside Bellagio that I can't remember the name of it now, but it was a good time. I checked into the Emerson Amber from Alpha Acid, and I think I called people out for giving it less than 4 stars because it was a great American Amber.
Yeah,
really liked it a lot.
That's what's great about Untappd. It's such a underused app. You can really get in the comments and really just dive deep in there and just see what happens.
Deep.
Yeah, see what happens.
I was like, I'm sorry that all of you people in here drinking seltzer slushies don't like a really good American Amber,
right.
But you can all fuck right off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I, along with having a little bit of just like being very drained and taking care of my husband when he wasn't feeling well, I really was not drinking much beer when I was here, but hold on, let me pull up some. I didn't check some of these in because I'm just terrible about that, unfortunately. Right. But I did have a Claim Steak red ale, which I actually thought was pretty good. It was very rich, malty, all things. But it was also like it was pretty dry on the back end too. I liked it. It was pretty good. And
I like dry back
the
ends.
Other guy I had was Textile Brewing Company. The Revenant Black IPA.
Damn.
And that was so, yeah, I mean, Black IPA is sort of, it took me back to 2014, 2013, when a lot of craft breweries were making some Black IPAs, like, you know, Black Rye, Dark Malt, just, it was really, really good. I liked it.
All right.
Yummy. There we go.
It was
Black IPA. Bring it back.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Black IPA.
Style Watch.
You fascist sons of bitches. More Black IPAs. I like IPAs that taste different than the one IPAs that I really like.
Mm. Yep.
Aww.
I had a Cellar Maker Brewing Company's Gold Dust. See, I don't know which gold reference there. Is it Gold Dust or is it Gold Dust? I don't know. But
or is it Gold Dust?
Yeah. See, I don't know what to do.
That's the one.
That's probably the one. Dust. Gold Dust.
Come on.
Gold Dust. Yeah, it's like a California common or some shit. That's fine. Mount Nelson, a Cellar Maker Brewing Company, and you know, it's a Nelson-based pale ale.
Nelson.
You know, once again. Alvarado Street Brewing, The Stuffs. Ooh. I mean, that's a good name, right? The Stuffs.
Alvarado. It's not Big Hop Energy, but yeah, fine.
I think it's
Big Hop Energy and don't make beers.
Right.
That was the gems of the night.
That's my contribution.
I had another experience at Out of the Barrel that was without Rad Stacy and had a Moonraker's Serengeti IPA. That was nice. I at Whole Foods, I bought a 4-pack of Stoked Citra, which is a hen house beer. Enjoyed that. And I had a Blind Pig from a brewery called Russian River. I think they're going to make it. I think they're going to do something.
Who?
Watch out for these
Who?
Guys. Russian River. I don't know. Some Northern California thing.
Oh, I thought they were in SoCal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe.
They're making beers.
They're in
1864.
Yeah.
1864.
That's right. Yeah, that sounds right. Pure Project Brewing Company, Pure West.
Oh, yes. A
nice pool beer.
Such a good beer.
I did get to buy because I finally lifted my ban on buying Anchor, and I bought a 6-pack of Anchor Steam beer.
This nice.
California Common Anchor Steam. And actually, it held up very nicely. I was expecting to be like, oh, my palate's way beyond this beer. But no, it was good. It's a good beer. And I think I'm going to save one forever, I guess. I don't know.
One like, star? No.
I'm going to save one of the beers. I got a 6-pack.
Oh, one beer? Oh, a full beer. Even though it's modern label, not classic.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It is the modern label.
I thought you were going to be like, I could taste the buyout and I can taste the bankruptcy.
I could taste
0 stars.
The bankruptcy is really coming through here on this one.
To taste the bankruptcy, you got to lick the bottom of the bottle cap.
Oh. What if you got a case?
Sharp edges and all. Or just put your tongue in the hole.
That's what she said.
Oh! You just gotta put your tongue in the hole. Hey? Rad Stacy could be here for hours, but unfortunately, we have to go. And first, let's give some cheers, Rad Stacy. Do you have any cheers?
You know what? Cheers to people who recognize that I love wine, such as Chew Your Beer. So thank you so much for letting me know that.
Rad Stacy, love it. There's fucking wine.
Love wine. Cheers to everybody in Cambria. If there's anyone in Cambria listening, I'm going to be there this upcoming weekend. If you're listening to this on a Saturday, I'm heading to you now. And I'll be there through Sunday, leaving Monday. Because it's supposedly only going to be, you know, like 68 degrees there.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks here, temperature-wise.
Tony Bags alert.
Me and my poodle.
Tony Bags alert.
All going to be there.
Think you're going to get a Tony Bags visit.
He doesn't go that far north. He's down there in, like, Long Beach.
No, he's living down there?
Yeah.
What?
Wait, where have you been?
I thought he still works you at Long There Beach. Does Not Exist.
Don't call me Long Beach.
He is still with There Does Not Exist.
But he's down in L.A. distributing?
Yeah. Beach does not exist.
Listen, we all know that selling beer can happen remotely. You just send a list saying, like, here's what we have. Don't be a bitch. Order some.
Order it.
Oh, it's like the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah. But we still got your beer.
You get a menu and you got your beer.
What happens when I got a shit ton of your beer you sold me last time? What do I do then?
Oh, are you saying that There Does Not Exist goes bad?
I'm not saying. I'm talking about you and your New Belgium you sold me.
Oh, yeah. I would just have the distributor go fuck with that.
Yeah. That's your problem, distributor.
Yeah, that's your problem. Hey. Hey, you ordered it. You should have sold it, retailer. Yeah,
exactly.
Don't be a ding-dong.
Wouldn't it be cool if you ordered 5 beers and get a free pizza?
That would be cool. You just can't give anything away for free when there's alcohol involved here in California because we're in a nanny state.
What? Oh, a nanny state?
Nanny state. Sorry, that's my little soapboxy thing. For
Nick, do you have any cheers?
Cheers to the Benj Clark. He's having a book signing coming up for his new book about the Peanuts Gang.
Yes.
Charles Brown. I love it.
Charles Brown, one of the best pitchers in Little League. He's also a very good kicker if he could ever get a placeholder that will hold the football properly, but he just can't find that.
Laces out,
yeah. he can't get a placeholder to put a laces out, so he just eats
Finkel
it.
Is Einhorn. For those who can't see us, Brad Stacey just acted that part out.
You could hear it. If you're listening closely, you could hear it.
Oh, my God. Now I just need a plunger. That's the only thing I need.
Damn it. I don't have a plunger sound effect.
Need one. Cheers to BA Cyclone for the beers. Cheers to Pittsburgh Tom. Mm-hmm. Cheers to Wazoo for providing my show content for the evening.
Yes, yes. Same.
All right. Cheers to the Golden Gods that donate money to the show every month so we can pay the bills.
That one's empty.
Uh-oh. I think Nick's
This is my Moonraker beer. I tried to drink it because it was empty.
Nick needs another beer, it sounds like.
Extremis Triple IPA. I told you I had a Moonraker.
Extreme? More than words?
Extreme. Woo, more than words.
This is all you. All right.
Also, hey, become a Golden God and get me on your voicemail.
Wait, wow. Is that true?
I know. I gave that away as a prize to some coworkers, and they took me up on it. So what? You can get this. You'd be like, hi, you've reached so-and-so. They're not here to take your call right now, but leave a brief message, and he'll get back to you as soon as he can. Ta-ta. Or whatever you want me to say.
Oh,
is this,
ta-ta?
Ta-ta. Or whatever you want me to say.
Is this a premium content that we can provide?
This is cash premium content. Yeah.
What's your Cash App? I'm going in right now.
Get me on your voicemail. Don't they give that away on Don't Tell Me or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like funny stuff where you can give your voice away on somebody's voicemail. Anyway,
oh, that's the,
I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it. You become a Golden God, and you can request the Rad Stacey package.
That's right. And if you're already a Golden God, hit me up.
She'll make your voicemail. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just message her. Say, hey, I'm a Golden God. Give me an outgoing message.
Oh, wait. That's Cameo, right? Where you could hire a celebrity to write you a personal message.
Yeah, but this is Patreon. And then Rad Stacey's got
to
do what the Golden Gods ask. Like, make me an outgoing message, but it's got to be for your landline, not for your.
And I won't anything. I won't say anything incriminating. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. It'll be PG Rad Stacey.
Yep. I'll send you a disc that has my name burnt onto it.
Yeah. You burn you a, whole, burn you a like CD.
My name, the message, whatever you want.
Burn you a CD of all kinds of Rad Stacey audio. All to yourself.
It'll be 20 different versions of me saying, "What's up, guys?"
Yep. All the takes, all the outtakes of Rad Stacey delivered to your house by Rad Stacey.
With the bonus, keep up the good work.
Yeah, I'm not going to send you an audio keep file. Up the good work. You're going to get a disc in the mail, like how Netflix used to do it.
Yeah.
you mean AOL. I think it's
AOL. There's like 10,000 minutes of internet free.
America Online.
Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Oh, also, cheers to Dougie Fresh and Reggie U559, who had birthdays this week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Reggie U559.
Reggie U.
If you see him this week out there at the Fresno County Brewers Crow and Wolf or Machine Head, buy him a beer. Crown and Wolf. Crown Machine Wolf. You see him at Machine Wolf. You see him at Machine Wolf. You buy him a beer and you said, "This is for the perfect pour." And then you throw it at him and then he run away.
Perfect.
Yeah,
they'll allow that stuff out in the
No rules out there. No rules out there, bro. It's America out there. thanks for listening. PerfectPourPod.com, PerfectPourPod on social media. Look at the show notes if you have any questions or anything.
If you're looking for the phone number.
Have a great week. Yeah,
of course.
The phone number's on there.
It's on there, bro.
That's it.
It's on there, bro.
Be safe.
Always be safe.
Click the link.
Let some other idiot drive. Don't do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just walk home. By the time you get, you think it's going to be a long walk.
It's only 110. It's fine.
Yeah. Just walk home. By the time you get home, you'll be sober and nothing happened.
That happened to me in Vegas. I walked a half a mile because I thought, the other hotel's really close. And I regretted every second that shit.
It's not so close.
It was not very close.
That's the thing about Vegas.
The sun was touching me. It was touching me.
You're like, I can see my hotel from here.
No, the sun was like, I'm not touching you.
I like you hard.
I like you hard? Is that what you said? All right, sorry. I have to go.
You
guys keep doing the show. I'm going to go. Be safe. Have fun.
Check your dates.
There it is.
Don't do anything crazy that I would
do.
Don't drive me crazy.
Your hesitation wouldn't do.
You're going to get in trouble now.
Yeah. Just do something Rad Stacey would do. No.
Yeah, but don't say I told you to do it.
No.
Yeah. It was hard.